Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Frien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Lemonchick. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lamont fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duffy moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lamont. Duffy moves to third. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Duncan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Sutherland scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kaline scores. Northrup moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oglavy is walked intentionally. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Steve Kline now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to home to get Spikes. Ellis moves to third. Gamble moves to second. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Ellis scores. Gamble scores. Bell goes all the way around to score. Duncan moves to second. It's 6-4 to Tigers. Laron Lee pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it and steps on second to double up Duncan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Laron Lee now playing left field. John Lowenstein now playing second base. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lamont strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Bell applying the tag. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Spikes moves to third. It's Indians, 6, Tigers, 6. Jim Rea now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Ellis moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamont settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Frean bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Northrup moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Northrup scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 7, Tigers, 7. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Frean scoops it up and throws to first, with Ray covering, for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Gene Lamont. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Moses now catching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spikes moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hiller covering, for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes strikes out. 1 out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for John Ellis. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into right field. Northrup picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Northrup. McCraw moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Duncan hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Norm Cash pinch hits for Jerry Moses. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Tom Buskey now pitching. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground for an out. LaFleur moves to second. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.